So, John wanted me to speak today, but I'm not really big on speaking, so I brought a guest speaker with me. Steve, can you come up here? No, John wanted me to talk about standing in the fire today, and by standing in the fire, I mean those times when we feel like we're in an uncomfortable position or we're going through something really hard, and we feel like it's those times that we may not actually make it through it, and we just want to give up. And so I wanted to start by showing you a clip from the theological piece, Talladega Nights.
This makes us all realize the kind of pressure these drivers are under.
Mr. Bond, come on down here. Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
But how did he get down to his underwear that fast?
Tom Cruise used a witch grip on me to get the fire off me!
Look, here, help's coming.
Wait a minute.
It's down on him.
My God! Please don't let the invisible fire burn my friend!
He's jumping on Ricky trying to put the non-existent fire out.
Now that's a teammate right there.
This is going downhill fast.
I think it'd be a great time to go to commercial break.
Oh, help me, Oprah Winfrey!
So how many of us act like that when we're going through it? I know I do. Yeah, most of us probably try to use some of the same tactics that Ricky Bobby uses, you know. We may strip off all our clothes and start running away from the fire, or we may even just start screaming to let everybody know what we're going through. But these are obviously not effective ways to deal with the problems that we're going through. But the main thing I wanted to talk about today was things that can help us to kind of effectively steer through these situations and kind of help us come out good on the other side. I wanted to talk about a story in the book of Daniel in the Bible. And it's about three friends that literally had to stand in the fire. The story starts with the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. He builds a god out of gold and makes a decree that everyone has to bow down and worship this god anytime an instrument is played. And so, of course, he has a punishment if you don't do this, which is you get thrown into fire and you die. Of course, everybody obeyed this because they didn't want to die. But there were three friends that didn't obey, and that was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And there ends up being some guys that go and tell the king, hey, these three guys aren't obeying what you said to do. And so the king has the three friends brought before him. And he ends up telling them, saying, why are you not bowing down and worshiping my God whenever I told you to? I'm going to give you one last chance to do what I said. And, if you do it, then fine, you can go on about your business. But if you don't, then you're going to be thrown into the fire. And they responded in an interesting way, in a way that I don't think that I, would have the guts to do. They said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this manner. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of God that you have served. So I think there's a few things that we can kind of draw from and learn from the friends' responses. First of all, there's an element of our faith that recognizes that we're not able to do it on our own. They said that they did not have to defend themselves. And, they probably could have done a pretty good job defending themselves because these guys are very educated and they're known as having wisdom and knowledge. But they knew that, in the end, they're really going to need some help from God to get through this. Also, faith realizes that God is able to save, and not only that, but he will save. They end up telling the king he will save us. The third thing is that sometimes it can seem like our faith is blind. The friends said that they were, even if God didn't save them, they still wouldn't serve his God because they were so committed to their God. And even though it seemed blind, it really wasn't, because earlier in the book of Daniel, the Babylonians had captured Jerusalem and kind of brought the Jews into captivity. But these three guys were brought out of captivity and into the king's service because of God's favor in their lives. So they knew that God had saved them before and that he could do it again. The story continues with Nebuchadnezzar obviously not being very happy about their response. The Bible says that he was actually furious about it, and he was so furious that he heated the furnace to 7 times the normal heat that he would normally have it done. It was so hot that when the soldiers went to throw these guys into the fire, the soldiers were killed. But when the king looked into the furnace, he saw that the guys weren't alone. He saw 4 people in there. And so he was a little perplexed by that, and he told them to come out of the fire. And when they came out, the king actually praised God and said that the God that they serve is actually able to save people. And he said that no God could save people the way that this God did. And the story actually ends with the 3 friends being promoted from where they actually were before. So I want to mention 3 misconceptions we usually have when we're going through the fire. First of all, we are not alone. We have a community of people around us. Just like the friends had their friends around them, we have a community of friends. And in 2 Corinthians, it tells us that just as God has comforted us, we're able to comfort those around us. And so, you know, one of the reasons we have this community of people around us is so that we can help each other through our hard times and kind of be there to hold each other up and be a physical presence for people when they're going through hard times. Also, we have God. You know, in the story, God is in there with them in the fire. And God never abandons us. He always shows up. You know, even when we think that he doesn't show up on time, like I'm sure, you know, those friends were like, hey, God, you know, you probably could have shown up before they threw us in the fire. You know, he still showed up, and he's always with us. The second thing is we are not without hope. Just as the friends knew that God would save them, we can know that God is going to save us. God always saves us from our troubles. You know, when we're in the fire, it's kind of hard to remember all the times that God has saved us, because all we can focus on is, you know, the present situation that we're in. But if we really think about it, there's been numerous times that God has brought us out, and he's able to do it again. And the third thing is we're not without God's presence. You know, there's times when we're going through something and we can be very quick to kind of blame it on ourselves and say, I did something wrong, or, you know, I did this and God doesn't like that. But, you know, there's nothing that can separate us from God's presence. And he's always going to be with us, even when we think that he doesn't want to be. And the one last thing that I wanted to mention about this story is that not only did God save these men, but he actually validated them. You know, before they were tossed into the fire, the king was saying all kinds of things like, you know, who's going to save you? Your God can't save you. But when they came out of the fire, he was, you know, proclaiming the same thing they did, that their God saves and that no God can save like, you know, their God does. And not only that, but they were promoted. So, you know, the one thing I want you to draw from this is that not only is God good to save us, but he actually brings us out a better person, and he brings us out in a better situation. And that's what I got to say about that.
You know, we get over things by getting beyond them, and so the standing in the fire really has at its heart the need to just keep pressing on. There used to be a song back in the 70s when I first became a Christian just called Let's Press On, you know. It was a, you know, different song, but it got talking about keeping going. And may you be able to do that this week, just to press on with what God is doing. Just keep on keeping on, regardless of what's been going through. Every step you take is a step of life. And we just believe that in the name of Jesus. Well, Father, I just pray a blessing on people. I just pray, Lord, that you would go with them this week and in the hardness of life and the things that they are facing, that you would build them up in the name of Jesus, that you would set hedges of protection around them, God, that no harm would come to them. And every plan and scheme and thought and desire of the enemy that has been set in motion against them, God, I pray that it would gain no further ground. It would be completely just done away with in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would prosper people, both in their spirit and in their mind and in their heart. And that, God, that as they are standing in their fires, Lord, that they would remember those things that were shared with us this morning. God, I pray that you would give them courage, because the scriptures talk about the need for endurance, that once we have done the will, then we of God, we get a promise. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just stay with them as they are staying with their lives, the things that they are going through. And I pray, Lord, that your peace would be upon them. In Jesus' name, bless them. Amen.